from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war. He said the North must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. In a statement, Mattis said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. He said the nation must choose to stop isolating itself and stand down during its pursuit of nuclear weapons. The president's top diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, sought to downplay any threats to the United States from North Korea.
You know, the U.S. and the international community with respect to North Korea has actually had a pretty good week. We had a unanimous U.N. Security Council resolution to strengthen sanctions against North Korea, with China and Russia joining us in that vote. And then at ASEAN, there were a lot of strong statements coming out of ASEAN that I think also reinforced that the global community has expressed its view that North Korea really needs to stand down this program. So I think in response to that, the North Koreans' rhetoric has just ratcheted up louder and louder and more threatening. So I think what the president was doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand, because he doesn't seem to understand diplomatic language.
Tillerson said, "I think Americans should sleep well at night and have no concern about this particular rhetoric of the last few days." He said that President Trump, as commander-in-chief, felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.